Hey, we're back on Downtown. It is 4:30 here on a Monday afternoon. Maine Black Bear baseball team getting ready for postseason play in the America East Tournament. The Black Bears hosting the tournament at Mahaney Diamond. To talk more about that, we're joined on the phone by the coach of the Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. A tough weekend. You guys played very competitively with the number one seed in Hartford, and now you're ready to move on, and in many ways it is a brand new season for everyone.
Absolutely. This is, everyone's 0-0 and going into Wednesday. It's a matter of, win every game right in front of you, and, it's really no tomorrow. Double elimination, so getting that first win under your belt is of the utmost importance.
Well, let's talk first about the tournament itself. A six-team field in here. Hartford and Lowell grab the top two seeds and get the opening round byes. But as we've seen all season long, this has been an incredibly balanced and competitive league. It sure looks like there is not a clear favorite in this.
No, there really isn't. I mean, for us, for any team besides Lowell and Hartford, you got to win four games in a row to take it all. So, for those other two teams, it'd be three games. So we got to go out, rattle up four or five wins, and hopefully we'll be raising the trophy on Saturday.
How important is it to the program to be able to host the tournament this year?
It's important to the program. I think it's very important to the community. It's a really good opportunity for the school. I mean, we're going to be looking at a sizable amount of people stepping foot on campus for the first time. So this is really an opportunity for everybody, in Maine, Bangor, the Old Town, Orono area, for us to kind of show what we have up here and put on a good show.
What about for you guys as a team? Does it put a little extra pressure on you to be there and get yourself deep into this tournament?
I think getting here there was more pressure for us to be in the tournament. Especially with the parity and rankings sliding up and down throughout the entire season. As far as the actual play now going to the tournament, it presents an advantage for us, I think. But if anything, it's a comfort level for our guys. I mean, it's a rarity that we don't have to travel to go play games, and we have the opportunity now to sleep in our own beds, use our own clubhouse for, the most important games of the year.
Absolutely. You told us earlier that your team does play a lot better at Mahaney Diamond, so you'll go in against number four, Stony Brook. You know them well. What do you guys have to do to be successful?
The game plan is as it is every week. We have to go in, throw strikes, pick the baseball up cleanly, throw it across the diamond, and capitalize on mistakes from their pitchers. If we're able to just play clean, fundamental baseball, we'll end up on the right side of most of those games.
Who's going to be on the mound for you in Game 1?
Big John Arell is going to start Game 1, and we're going to basically staff it throughout from there on out. We're going to have all hands on deck, and we'll approach Game 2 and Game 2 gets to us.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Looks like the weather will cooperate this week, and as is often the case in college baseball, we get to this point in the season, and finally we get some baseball weather out there.
Yeah, spring has finally arrived. It's just a nick of time for us to play tournament baseball, so looking forward to getting out there on Wednesday, and hopefully we'll be playing in the last day of the regular season.
So for people who want to get up and watch the game, it's an 11 o'clock start on Wednesday. Now, this is an NCAA tournament or a league tournament. Is there an admission charge for this?
Yeah, there is an admission charge. The America East tournament, they're sponsoring it. So there's three forms of ticket sales, one for adults, one for children. And then you have an all tournament pass, which gets you into every game. Your day passes will get you three games a day, depending on how many games are played each, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then it's all tournament will get you in from the first game until the last game of the tournament.
By the way, good job making the media rounds today. I saw you on TV. You look good.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I was hoping they were going to do a little makeup for my head shine, but they didn't do that.
Well, I would say I can count on one hand the times I've seen you without that Black Bears cap on your head.
I know. My wife said to me, she goes, Nick, please ask them to put a little bit of makeup on top of your head, and I'll see if they can.
I was a bit disappointed. I was hoping you'd have the little guy with you on TV.
Well, yeah, I tried, but the boss said no.
So. I understand. Playing hard to get. Well, now, Nick, we wish you luck this week. Congratulations on hosting and heading on in as number five. Take care of business against Stony Brook, and we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
That's Nick Durba, head coach of Maine Black Bear Baseball here on Downtown. And again, the tournament opens up this